前奉你的名聚集。
Our Lord, we thank you that we are all gathered here in your name to worship you.
照你的应许，你与我们同在，在我们当中。
According to your promise, that you promise that you are amongst us and abide with us.
愿主耶稣，你赐给每一个人平安与喜乐。
May the Lord Jesus give every one of us peace and joy.
当我们来到你的面前，求你将我们心里的忧愁重担全部都拿去。
That when we come before you, that all our sorrow and our despair can be, you can take it away from us.
让我们真正能够享受在你里面的安息。
And that we can truly enjoy the rest that is in you.
求主耶稣，你带领我们彼此有美好的团契。
Oh Lord Jesus, we ask you that you have given us this good fellowship.
让我们在你的里面成为一个大的家庭。
That in you we have all become one great family.
你的国降临在我们当中。
Your kingdom have to come upon us.
使我们能够体会将来天国的滋味。
So that we can taste the future heaven.
主，愿你的名在我们当中得到荣耀。
That in your name that you may be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
请看诗篇的九十篇。
Please refer to Psalms 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms 90.
十五节。
Verse 15.
这是摩西第四个祷告。
This is Moses' fourth prayer.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
十四节我们查考过，信仰是一种享受。
Verse 14, we have studied that faith is an enjoyment.
第一个，享受神的恩典。
First is to enjoy the graces of God.
这个是信仰的初段。
And this is the beginning of a person's faith.
第二个，享受神本身。
And the second is to enjoy God himself.
这需要进一步的追求。
And this requires a further step in pursuit.
如果我们能够享受神,
if we can enjoy God,
什么都不能够使我们跟神分离,
and then nothing will make us depart away from God.
这个重要的享受就是神的爱。
And this most important enjoyment is the love of God.
借着生活的体验，借着圣灵的浇灌，让我们住在神的爱里面。
That from the experiences of our life and also the spirit that we have entered into the love of God.
那十五节到底摩西在求什么？
And so verse 15, what is Moses asking for?
求神让他在受苦的日子有喜乐。
And that is to make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us.
摩西没有求神不要让他受苦。
Moses did not ask God that He does not undergo through afflictions.
摩西求神让他在受苦中有喜乐。
But instead, Moses prayed in such a way to make him glad in the midst of his affliction.
信仰是一种操练。
Faith itself is a training, is a trial.
为着要提升我们信仰的质量，有时候受苦是必须的。
In order to elevate or make the progress of our faith,many times we need to be undergo some trials.
摩西本身是一个很重要的例子。
Moses himself served as a good example.
还有以色列百姓在旷野也是一个例子。
And the people of Israel traveling in the wilderness also serve as a good example.
为什么我们要受苦？
Why do we need to be afflicted?
今天我们需要来思考这个问题。
And today we shall study further into this question.
一个有信仰的人跟一个没有信仰的人对苦难的态度是不一样的。
A person who has faith versus a person who does not have faith, their attitude toward affliction is different.
一个没有信仰的人觉得苦难是倒霉，运气不好，我不小心。
One who does not have faith when he is afflicted or undergoing difficulties feels that it is because he is unlucky.
但是一个有信仰的人，苦难是可以解释的。
But one who has faith, affliction, can be explained.
也就是苦难是有意义的。
And that is also to say that affliction has a purpose.
如果苦难是有意义的，苦难是有价值的。
So if affliction have purpose, then we can say that it has value.
如果苦难是有价值的，苦难是值得感谢的。
And so if affliction has value, then we can also say that it has, is worthy to be, thankful for.
所以圣经里面才讲啊，凡事谢恩。
And that's why in the Bible says, all things we shall be thankful for.
当你健康的时候
when we are healthy,
当我们找到好工作的时候
when we have found a good job,
当我们蒙福的时候
when we are blessed,
要感谢，这本来就是这样。
We need to give thanks, and that is our duty.
但是当我们现在苦难当中
but when we are in difficulties or in affliction,
要感谢就难了。
Then it becomes harder to give thanksgiving.
但是如果我们在苦难中能够感谢
But if in our affliction we know and understand how to be thankful,
这是因为我们看到苦难所带给我们的好处
And that is because we are able to see the good things that this affliction has bring to us.
那这就是信仰的成熟跟信仰的深度
And this also means that our faith is mature and our faith has depth.
这里说让我们受苦的日子有时候受苦是用天来算的
Here it says that we are afflicted, sometimes afflicted, and it can be measured in days.
一天、两天、三十天、五十天。
One day, 2 days, 30 days, 50 days.
但是有时候苦难是用年来算的。
But there are times in which affliction are measured in years.
一年、两年、三年、五年。
One year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
摩西没有求神把苦难拿掉。
Moses did not ask God to take affliction away from his life.
为什么
？Why?
摩西一岁到四十岁，生活相当享受。
When Moses was one year old to 40 years of age, he actually lived a very good life.
他妈妈宗教教育也做得很好。
His mother gave him good religious education while he was growing up.
所以到四十岁，他的信心很好。
And so when he was at the age of 40, his faith was strong.
他可以舍掉王宫的享受。
He was willing to let go of the enjoyment of his life in the palace.
他可以舍掉王宫的这个地位。
He can give up the status as a prince in the Egypt Empire.
他可以舍掉王宫的财产。
He can give up all the wealth that comes along with being in the palace.
圣经说，为着那看不见的祝福。
And the Bible describes that in order to attain what cannot be seen in heaven,
那是在天国的。
And which is in the heavenly kingdom.
在四十岁，他可以一个晚上舍弃三件。
And so at 40 years of age, over one night, he can give up all these things.
你现在看。我们联合会只有三天。
If you look at today, we have 3 days of spiritual convocation.
有的是真的拨不出时间来。
And sometimes this is really hard for us to spare the time to come.
但是有的是不舍不得礼拜五把它放假一天。
And there are some which reluctantly take a leave of absence from work on Friday.
为什么
？Why？
讲到最后，就是因为我们的价值，我们的信心还没有到那个程度。
But ultimately, it comes down to our values, or the values that we value in life.
那摩西一下子三个都没有。
And so, all of a sudden, over one night, we see Moses lose all three things.
你想，一个人在竞选的时候选败了，那个是什么滋味？
If you look at an election, when one is defeated in an election, what does he feel? How does he feel?
从总统变成平民。
From a president and now become a common citizen.
尼克森被迫要辞职的时候，他差一点就发疯了。
When Nixon, President Nixon was about to be impeached and thrown out of office, he was about to go crazy.
因为从上面掉下来。
Because he was highly exalted, now he is about to be stripped of his position.
当股票往下跌的时候
，When the stock falls,
纸面的价值消失了。
The paper value have declined.
有的人就自杀了。
And many people kill themselves over it.
所以你想想看，这个三件事情一个晚上舍弃，叫很大的信心。
And so if you look at this example of Moses here, he lost three things overnight. It takes a great amount of faith.
但是神真的用他是八十岁。
But when God truly used him, he was at the age of 80 years of age.
那四十岁到八十岁是什么
？And what is his what was he doing from age 40 to 80?
四十年牧羊。
40 years, he was a shepherd in the wilderness.
其实牧羊也很辛苦啊。
Actually, being a shepherd is not an easy life.
雅各回想他在母舅的家。
When Jacob think back to his time in Laban,
他说白天有太阳干热这样晒。
He said, during the day, the sun scorched my skin.
晚上有寒霜，非常寒冷。
And then at night, the chills of the night surrounds me.
所以相当辛苦。
And so it is very tough life in the wilderness.
40
years he labored.
这是神刻意的安排。
And this is all due to the preparation of God.
为什么?
Why?
要塑造他成为一个神能够用的人。
In order to prepare Moses to be one worthy to be able to serve God.
40岁,他的自我很强。
40 years of age, Moses have a great self-esteem of I.
我可以拯救以色列百姓。
I can deliver the people of Israel.
所以这个埃及人欺负以色列百姓,我可以动手把他打死。
So when he see the people of Israel being put ashamed by the Egyptians, he stood up for the people of Israel.Thinking he can do it himself.
这并不是神的方法。
But this is not the way of God.
如果摩西没有经过考验，没有经过这苦难的操练，
if Moses did not go through this 40 years of training, have gone through affliction,
当他们来到红海旁边，
then let us think about it. When they are at the border of the Red Sea and there is nowhere for them to go,
红海过不去。
They cannot cross this great sea that is before them.
开始埋怨。
And then the people of Israel will start to murmur and complain against Moses.
你想摩西会怎么做?
What would you think Moses would do at this time?
大概手卷起来就跟他们打起来了。
He probably roll up his sleeve, want to fight anyone who challenges him.
这样红海会分开吗?
And would the Red Sea be able to split?
所以40年的操练。
So 40 years of affliction.
让他觉悟一件事实。
Enables Moses to understand one thing.
什么事实?
And what is that truth?
我只是一个人。
That I am a mere human being.
这个事实竟然需要40年。
And this truth, this reality needs training for 40 years.
所以有时候在世界上很有成就的人不一定在教会能做圣工。
And so many times, perhaps you may be very successful in the world, but not necessarily fit to serve in the church.
因为世界上有成就常常是有能力而且有决心肯奋斗肯牺牲的人。
Because you are able to be successful because you put in the time, you have the dedication, and you are willing to strive hard for it.
这样的人来到教会。
And such a person may come to church.
常常是带着我来的。
They bring to church with this self-confidence, this self-I.
他有他的理想。
He has his own thoughts.
他有他的做法。
He has his own methods.
所以在世界成功了。
And because he is successful in the world.
但是当我们在教会做工。
But when we do work in church.
我们只是器皿。
We are merely vessels.
保罗说我是瓦器。
Paul described himself merely as an instrument.
什么是瓦器?
What does it mean that he's only a vessel?
有一次我到信徒的家。
One time I went to visit a person's house.
他请我吃饭。
And he treated me for dinner.
我发现盘子碗子什么都是不锈钢。
不锈钢
stainless.
And then I realized the plates, the bowls, everything he has was stainless.
因为他家的桌子到最后这个差不多三四寸是斜的。
Because his table at the end is kind of slanted.
他说我家所有的瓦器全部破光了。
And he said, because of the table being slanted, my good plates have all been shattered because it fell off.
不锈钢。
And so he changed it to stainless steel.
掉下去拿起来不会破。
And so the bowls and the plates drop and it's not destroyed, it's not cracked.
我们在神面前不是不锈钢啊。
But we before God are not stainless steel.
我们是瓦器啊。
But we are a mere a vessel.
神会用我们是因为他抓住我们。
God uses us because he take hold of us.
神不用你一放就倒了。
Because if God does not take hold of us and he let us go, we drop to the ground, we will shatter.
就破碎了。
Then we'll be broken.
所以人要了解我只是一个瓦器。
Therefore, it is important that we must have this understanding. I am a mere vessel of God.
我不能做什么。
I cannot do anything by myself.
是神要通过我才能做什么。
But it's because God uses through me that his will may be accomplished.
摩西经过40年这个观念才通啊。
And so it takes Moses 40 years for him to clearly understand this concept.
所以为什么要受苦?
So why does he need to undergo affliction?
受苦让我们了解我原来只是一个人。
Affliction enables us to understand this fundamental truth that I am a mere human being.
有一个弟兄受到很大的苦难。
A brother undergo a great tribulation.
我去看他。
And so I went to visit him
one day. 我觉得很感谢。
And I felt very thankful.
很感谢不是他受苦。
I'm not thankful because he was undergoing difficult times.
很感谢是他受苦成长了。
But I am thankful because in his affliction I see him grow.
因为每一次去看他，他都讲这个人不好，那个人不好，好像全世界只有他是好人。
Because every time in the beginning when I went to visit him, he says, "Oh, this person's no good, that person's no good. Everyone around him is no good."
但是他在受苦当中去看他。
But then in his affliction, when I go to visit him,
我发现一个很大的进步。
I see this great improvement of him.
我很不好。
He said, I am not good.
我很骄傲。
I have been proud.
不够谦卑。
I have not been humble enough.
我没有爱心。
I have no love.
我在教会里面都是形式，没有在追求。
That in the at church, all I do is I do not have any pursuit.
忽然间啊，他发现自己不好。
And so he realized that he is lacking very much.
为什么？
Why?
因为苦难让他了解，他不是 somebody。
Because affliction has let him understand that he is not so high and so untouchable.
他只是一个普通的人。
That he is only a common man.
这个是苦难的好处。
And this is the benefit of affliction.
所以今天为什么我们受苦？
And so today, why do we undergo through difficulties?
我们刚有读过这个罗马书。
And we have just read about the book of Romans.
患难生忍耐。
Tribulation and produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And the perseverance produces endurance.
英文叫 character.
A character.
如果你只是中文的老练什么意思？
If
很难了解。
If just by itself, character, it's hard to explain what it is.
最容易了解就是生孩子，第一个很难生，第二个老练了就很好生。这个大概中文就是比较好了解，就是这样的。
In the Chinese saying, it's harder to describe.
但是如果英文来讲。
But if according in the English term, it's easier.
患难到最后就是变成 character, 要改变你的 character.
You can say affliction and the end produces this character.
就是改变你的个性。
It's able to change a person.
所以有的时候啊，人听道理听了两年、三年、五年、十年、二十年都不会改变。
And so sometimes, as a believer, we listen to the words of God one year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and we cannot change.
忽然间遇到患难两年，这个人脱胎换骨变新人了。
But then all of a sudden, maybe you go through affliction for 2 years, merely 2 years, and you see this person change a new leaf.
人好像一把刀。
A man is like that of a sword.
神要用我们这把刀。
God wants to use this sword.
成就神的事情。
To do His good works.
第一个自己谋。
And so first is that either we sharpen it ourselves.
听道理自己谋。
Do you listen to the words of God and we sharpen it ourselves?
但是磨来磨去啊，刀口没有磨，都磨到其他的地方自己磨磨不好了。
And then you try to sharpen the sword ourselves, but we're not doing a good job, so then it's not really cutting anything.
第二个，别人来磨。
Second is that use other people to sharpen this sword.
安排到一个公司，有的时候是同事来磨你，有的是上司来磨你。
So God may send us to work in a place in which our supervisor are molding us, are sharpening us, our coworkers are sharpening us to be even sharper.
有时候是刚好遇到一个人你很喜欢结婚啊，那个人来磨你。
Or sometimes it may be through other people like your own spouse. And then after you are married, you feel like that there's this sharpening of sword, this training.
忽然间为什么变这么谦卑呢？因为被他太太磨了。
And why is this person also become so humble? Because he has been sharpened, trained by his wife.
有的是被孩子磨。
Sometimes been molded by his children.
本来一个人很高很有自信的人。
One, he initially was very standing up very tall, full of self-confidence.
生了几个孩子怎么这么谦卑？
But then after having a few children, he became so humble and lowly.
被孩子磨得光光的。
Because he has been sharpened by his children to the point that he is no more.
那如果这个还磨不好，神来磨。
Now if all these things cannot sharpen this individual, then God may sharpen him himself.
让我们能够成为一个合用的器皿。
So that we can all become his good precious vessel.
我们看这个伯恩教会这么多人在做圣工。
And so we look at Bowen Park Church here, there are so many workers of God.
大家能够同心合意。
Then everyone could come in one heart to serve God.
这是难得的。
And this is a very precious thing.
这是因为我们灵性也在进步。
And it is all because we have the spiritual growth.
所以不需要神来磨我。
And so we need not God himself to sharpen us.
自己磨一磨就可以用了。
We sharpen one another to become even better is enough.
那摩西从80岁到120岁。
And so when Moses at the age of 80 until 120.
以我来讲现在应该退休了养老了。
According to our standards today, probably preparing for retirement, he should be resting.
神说我要用你。
But then this is at this time in which God said to him, I will now use you.
跑不掉了，神要用你。
He cannot escape because God wants to use him.
那神要用什么？
And so what does God want to use him for?
带领以色列百姓。
To deliver the people out of Egypt.
你看哦，生一个儿子，我看现在生一个儿子就很难了。
Now today, if we look at it today, to even have a child, it is quite difficult.
两个儿子不简单，三个孩子很勇敢。
I say to have two is already not easy. Three is almost impossible.
那摩西说，这一群人好像婴孩。
And so Moses said, all this multitude of people before me are like infants.
超过100万, 好像婴孩,
over millions of people, and these people are like infants.
没有东西吃也要打摩西, 没有水喝也要打摩西,
they don't have food to eat. They want to strike and they want to harm Moses. They don't have anything to drink. They want to blame it on Moses.
哇，这太难做了。
He said, this is too hard for me to handle.
但是40年, 竟然在神的帮助之下, 他能够把以色列百姓带到迦南地的旁边。
For 40 years under the assistance and the work of God, he is able to deliver the people out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
这是很辛苦的。
And this is a very hard task.
但是, 这个是有代价的。
But it has its preciousness.
为什么?
Why?
主耶稣显现的时候, 在变貌上显现,
when Jesus manifested himself in the mountain of transfiguration,
摩西、以利亚跟他一起显现,
that Moses and Elijah appeared before Jesus Christ,
衣服洁白, 容貌放光,
that their garments are shining bright and white, and their glory shone upon their face.
在神的国里面, 他发光像太阳,
in the heavenly kingdom, his face shined with glory.
今天在教会有的人很谦卑,
and today in church there are some who are quite humble.
你叫他负责什么, 他绝对不做,
and if you tell him to do and be responsible for something, he will deny and say, I will not do it.
我帮助就好了。
I will only assist.
为什么帮助?
Why only assist?
帮助没有责任,
because if he only assists, there is no a responsibility afterwards.
我来就来, 我不来就不来,
if I come, I come. If I don't come, I don't come.
我只是帮助啊,
because I am only assisting.
我方便就来,
if I'm convenient, I will come and assist.
不方便就不来,
if it's inconvenient for me, I will not come to assist.
我喜欢就来,
if I like, I will come.
不喜欢就不来,
if I don't like, I won't come.
我只是帮助,
because I am only assisting.
但如果是你负责,
but if you are solely responsible for this work,
就有一个压力在身上啊,
then there is this burden, there is this response, there's something on your shoulder.
所以公司有压力,
and so at work we feel pressured.
回到家也有压力,
we go home, there is pressure.
来到教会有压力,
we come to church, there is pressure.
三管压力压下去,
all three pressures,
头发变白了,
all three pressures upon our shoulders, and our hair becomes gray.
有的头发掉了,
and sometimes we lose our hair.
为什么?
Why?
压力,
because there's pressure.
那这个压力就是一种为着神所受的苦难。
And this pressure is a way in which we are suffering for the Lord's good work.
那保罗怎么讲?
And so what does Paul say?
自战自轻的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
It says, all this labor and tribulation in which we are afflicted with, so that we may one day obtain the glory, a crown of glory in heaven.
我们看哥林多后书第四章,
let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
17节,
verse 17.
4章17节,
Chapter 4, verse 17.
这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is for but a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
当保罗说自战自轻的苦楚是什么?
When Paul says our light affliction, what is he referring to?
如果我们翻到哥林多后书的第11章,
if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
23节,
verse 23,
我比他们更受劳苦，受下监，受鞭打，过重，冒死，是屡次有的，一直写下去。
And he said, I speak as I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prison, more frequent in deaths often. And he continues on.
如果今天有一个公司在应征 job description, 就是从23节写下去。
If a company's job description of work is written as similar to verse 23,
要被人用石头打, 要棍子打三下,
that you will be receive stripes above measure, you will be stoned,
要下监, 要被, 要受苦,
you'll be sent to prison, you will suffer plenty.
请问多少钱你要应征?
So I ask you, how much were you willing to receive in salary in order to take upon this job?
命都没有了, 我要这个工作要做什么?
Almost losing your life, why would you want to even sign up for this kind of job?
但是保罗做这个工作不要钱啊。
But Paul did this work for nothing, with no pay.
很痛苦的, 这个很辛苦的。
It is very laborsome, full of pain.
为什么?
Why?
因为借着他的工作, 把福音传给外邦人, 让外邦人也能够得救。
It is so that through this work that the gospel of God can be preached to the Gentiles so that they can come to believe in the Lord and be saved.
所以受苦是有意义的。
And so his affliction has a purpose, has a meaning.
回报神的爱。
It is to repay the great love of God.
这个苦难所带给他是在神面前极重无比的荣耀。
And so this life affliction to Paul will bring about his exceeding glory in heaven in the future.
有的人很会做人生的生涯规划。
And many people are able to do good plans for his whole life.
你知道你人生想的最远是什么？
You can think furthest, what is your destination?
就是你退休以后 401k 有多少钱。
And that is after you retire, and you can have, you look at your 401k, you can retire all, from all that money.
所以现在省吃俭用就是打算以后提早退休环游世界。
And so right now we save more money so that in the future we retire, we have money to travel the world.
这个大概人对人生所能够计划最远的地方。
And this is probably the furthest plan that one can plan in this life.
但是再下去你计划什么？
But then after that, what are you going to plan?
没有了。
There is nothing.
但如果我们看圣经，
But if we look into the Bible,
一个最远的计划是什么？
What is the furthest plan that a man can do?
我将来要到神的面前，让神来奖赏我。
And that is in the future, I will stand in the presence of God so that I can receive the award that God has bestowed for me.
从神得到极重无比的荣耀。
I have this exceeding glory that, God, that awaits for me in God's presence.
那怎么做？
And how do we do it?
从现在开始要为神的工作牺牲。
And that is starting from this moment forward that we must do the good work of God.
受苦是一种机会。
To receive affliction and difficulty is an opportunity presented to us.
为主耶稣受苦是一种恩典。
If we suffer for Christ, it is considered a great grace.
我们从摩西的身上可以看得出来。
We can see this from the example of Moses.
好，那以色列百姓又为什么要受苦？
And so for in terms of the people of Israel, why do they need to go through difficulty and affliction?
受苦是可以解释的。
It can be affliction can be explained.
那我们今天为什么要受苦？
And so today, why do we need to go through affliction?
我们现在回来看生命记。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节对不对？
Verse 2.
你也要纪念神。主你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年要苦练你、试验你，要知道你的内心肯守可他的诫命不肯。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
这个地方讲苦练你，要知道你的内心肯守诫命不肯。
Here the Bible said to test you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandment or not.
我们的心有时候连我们自己也不知道。
Sometimes our heart, we do not even know completely ourselves.
有时候我们常常会讲那个人不了解我，误解我。
And sometimes we many times would say, oh, that person do not know me, do not understand me, or misunderstands me.
好像最了解我是我自己。
It seems as though when we say this, that the one that understands the most of ourselves is myself.
是不是？大家都这样想。
And that's what everyone thinks.
但是苦难一来到，
But when difficulty, affliction comes in our life,
忽然间我们才知道，连我自己也不认识自己。
Then we will come to realization that even I myself do not know myself.
苦难才知道说我原来是这么没有信心。
Because in through affliction, we realize, so my faith is not that strong.
有时候我们在听道理，听到最后很有信心哦。
Sometimes we listen,
看见死人复活。
Sometimes we listen to the sermon and to teachings of God and say, oh, my faith is strong. We see witness how the dead raises from the alive.
不错，我们信心的知识增加了。
It's true that the faith of our, the knowledge of our faith have increased.
但是真的我们有信心吗？
But then can we really say that we really have that faith?
苦难来到就知道了。
Then it is tested through affliction.
你听到道理很感动，明天到公司说你解雇了。
And when you listen to the sermon one day and you are very touched and moved, but the next day you go return to work and you are laid off, then how are you to respond?
你怎么回应？
What do you feel? How do you feel?
如果你心里很平静，
If your heart is very peaceful,
都没有烦恼，
and there is no worry in your life,
你是有信心的。
Then you have this faith.
因为你知道神养活飞鸟，神装饰百合，神也会养活你。
Because you know that God in heaven, our Father in heaven, adorns the lilies in the field, and He takes care of the birds in the air, so He will take care of you.
因为你知道你走在神的道路上，天会降玛拿，磐石可以流水。
And you understand that you walk in the ways of God, and so God will pour out manna from heaven to provide for your daily needs.
所以你不会忧虑。
And therefore you have no worries.
这个叫做信心。
This is called faith.
但是如果你听到瞎子看见瘸。对走路很有信心，公司一定要回到家，讲不出话来，睡不着觉，
But then if you listen to some moving sermon and say, oh, the blind can see, the lame can walk, and you are moved. Next day you receive a red notice of being fired and being laid off, and then you worry you cannot fall asleep by night and everything is distress.
所以有时候别人说, 啊, 你不了解我, 其实哦, 我也不了解自己。
So sometimes people say, we say to other people, you do not understand me, but actually we do not understand ourselves.
苦难来到我们才会了解自己。
But it is tested through our affliction that we come to better know ourselves.
有一个医生在, 弟兄在当医生。
A brother who was also a doctor.
他说啊, 他有的病人来检查,
he said sometimes he has patients.
他就说啊, 请你家人来, 就那个告诉那个病人说, 请你家人来, 我把你的病情告诉你家人。
And he said to the patient, why don't you also invite your family here in this room, because I will tell them what is the result of the examination.
那个病人说, 没有关系啦, 你告诉我了, 不会怎样啦, 我, 我很勇敢啦。
But then the patient said, oh, don't worry, I can take it. I am very, I know myself. I am very brave.
那个弟兄讲, 哇, 这个病人这么好, 我告诉你, 你癌症最末期了。
And so this brother thinks to himself, okay, you are seem like a very strong person. Therefore, I will tell the patient directly, you are in the terminal, the last stages of cancer.
他说那个病人脸色一变，坐在椅子上起不来。
And then he saw the change of face of his patient, just complete in shock, and cannot even move in his chair, not even able to walk, stand up.
问他，你孩子电话几号？ 不知道,
and then ask him, what is your son's phone number? He can't, his mind is completely blank. He can't even remember.
Oh,
now we have listened and heard that the heavenly kingdom is so wonderful and so great. And so we have this immense faith. That when I die today, I shall enter into the heavenly kingdom of God. But then next week, I am ill. And I go to an exam with the doctor. You are in the last stages of cancer. And you go home, you cannot fall asleep. What am I to do? I am about to meet Jesus Christ. What am I to do? Where is my faith? If the heavenly kingdom is indeed wonderful and true, then you die, you go to heaven. If God wants me to live, he will let me continue to live, and so I'll take it as it goes. This is what is faith. So affliction will enable one to truly understand himself. To understand oneself would then be able to improve. If one is ignorant and do not understand himself, then he will forever only be at that standing point. He will never take another step. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8,
三节,
verse
3.
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that ye might make you know that a man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. The wilderness is a dreadful place and a terrible wilderness. No matter how much food that they have planned and provided,
你如果用算的哈,
if you count,
一天吃三餐,
every day they eat three meals a day.
假设说100万人,
and so if they have about a million people,
300万餐,
and so you have 3 million meals to provide,
然后要走一年,
and they need to walk for 1 year.
这些粮食全部都预备好, 他出不来, 为什么呢?
And if they indeed provide for all these food to walk in the wilderness, they will not be able to even depart Egypt.
那也没有卡车, 也没有火车,
they don't have a train, they don't have a truck to load these provisions.
你用背的,
can you just by carrying upon your shoulder carry 1 year worth of food?
好, 减少吧, 进食一餐, 那剩两餐, okay.
Fine, let us decrease the meals per day, and let's fast a day, and so we have 2 meals a day.
两餐一年你也背不出来,
even 2 meals a day for a whole year to plan for the wilderness.
好, 进食两餐吧,
fine, I will increase my fasting to 2 meals a day.
一天吃一餐,
so I will eat only 1 meal a day.
一年你的粮食你也背不出来,
even 1 year worth of food to provide for you, you will not able to carry it on your shoulder.
哦,
and so how are they even to depart from Egypt?
走吧, 神叫我们出去,
let us depart from this land because God said so, and so let us go.
出到外面再说, and,
but once they're in the wilderness, then what they wonder to themselves, what am I to do? We
神,
have no food to eat.
神就降manna,
and so God provided them manna for them to eat.
所以人活着, 不是靠人自己准备的粮食而已，还要靠神口里所出来的话。
And so man does not live only by the bread that he provides himself, but he lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
什么是神的话？
What is the words of the Lord?
就是神的应许。
And that is the promises of God.
圣经里面有很多神的应许。
In the Bible, there are many promises of God.
当我们遇到苦难的时候，
when we are encountered with afflictions and trials,
我们常常第一个反应就是周围看哪个人可以帮助我。
And the first reaction that we mostly have is to turn to our surroundings and seek out those who are around us to see if they can assist us.
但是其实人遇到苦难最重要的是回到圣经看神有什么应许。
But many times what is most important is that in our trials and affliction, we come back to the words of God. What is the promise of God?
对我现在所遇到的困难神有什么应许。
What kind of promise of God pertaining to the difficulties that I currently am facing?
那个应许就是一张支票。
And that promise is this check.
配注某某人。
It is paid to a certain individual.
什么东西？
And what is it that is paid?
里面有平安，也有喜乐，也有智慧，也有力量。
There is peace, there is joy, there is the comfort, and there is power.
那签名主耶稣。
Underneath it, there's a signature of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个给你啊。
And this is your check.
因为你已经属神的儿子，所以上面签你的名字。
Because you are a children of God, now it is paid to you.
那你要到哪里去换呢？
And so where do you go to make the part to exchange this check?
跪下来，拿着神的应许，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
You kneel down and you take this check that has been given to you, saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray."
一直祷告，祷告到什么时候？
And you continue to pray until when?
祷告那个应许掉下来。
Until that promise has been shown before you.
多久？
How long?
不知道。
You do not know.
三个月。
Three months.
或者三天。
Three days.
三个礼拜。
Three weeks.
反正神应许的一定会掉下来。
But what is promised by God will one day descend from heaven to you.
因为神是信实的。
Because God can be trusted.
他不会说谎。
He never lies.
所以苦难使你对神有很坚定的信心。
And so affliction will enable you to truly entrust yourself in God.
经历苦难以后。
So after you have undergo through this affliction.
你就不怕苦难。
Then you no longer will fear this affliction.
因为在前一个苦难你体验到神的应许是真的。
Because in the previous affliction that you have encountered, you truly have experienced God and have felt the promise of God.
所以以后每一个苦难你都可以面对。
So in the future, any affliction that may come and thrown before you, you can face it.
所以为什么神允许苦难来到？
And so why is it that God permits affliction and suffering in our lives?
让你的信心很纯。
It is so that your faith can be simple.
很坚定。
Can be solid.
所以希伯来书说，我们灵魂的苗在哪里？
And so in Hebrews it said, what is the anchor of our soul?
你知道那个船要停的时候，有一个苗打到水里面。
When a ship is want to be still in the water, they will send down its anchor.
所以风一吹到船不会乱跑。
As it casts its anchor, then when the wind blows or the sea blows against it, it will not waver.
心里最深处能够稳定你那个地方在哪里？
And so what is the anchor of the deepest part of your soul?
小孩子说，我靠我爸爸。
And the children may point to his parents and say, "Oh, I rely upon my father."
他不知道他爸爸晚上也睡不着觉，头脑很多问题啊。
The child does not know that at night his father is full of worry and does not have a solution to his problem, perhaps.
那大人就说，我银行很多钱，我不怕失业。
And for an adult, perhaps he point to his bank deposit at the bank, say, "I have a lot of money saved up."
我买人寿保险200万，我死了我太太没有忧虑。
I will buy a high insurance premium so that if my spouse pass away, then I can collect a lot of money.And be secure.
所以这个人心里的最深处，那个让你扎根，你会觉得很稳定，那个在哪里？
And so, where is the anchor of the deepest part of our soul?
圣经说，灵魂的苗就是神。
And the Bible says the deepest anchor of our soul is Lord Himself.
当你深深在苦难中，已经跟神结合在一起了。
When you are in affliction, you basically are merged together with God.
好像大卫被扫罗追杀。
Just as when David was being pursued by King Saul.
心里坚信的依靠神。
But then his heart was totally reliant upon God.
有几次扫罗差不多有机会要把他杀掉。
How many times in his life when King Saul almost was upon him to take his life?
神保守他。
But God kept David.
他有惊无险。
And so he is in the midst of danger, but he is at peace.
所以经历过苦难以后，你人生大风大浪，你就不怕。
And so after he'd gone through this affliction, whatever came up, before him, he was able to stand strong.
这个叫做安静。
And so this is called to be
平安。
be at peace and rest.
所以平安不是说啊，信耶稣以后没有生病，也没有失业，什么都没有。
And so peace and rest in as a Christian life does not mean that there's nothing troubling or nothing happening in our daily life.
平安是经历苦难以后，你内心的那个平静。
But instead, peace is in the midst of our troubles and tribulations that we our heart is still, our heart is at peace.
好像主耶稣被抓去钉十字架，非常的安静。
Just like when Lord Jesus was captured and was being crucified and nailed upon the cross, but his heart was at peace.
这要经过苦难。
This have to undergo through affliction.
所以苦难是有意义的。
And so affliction have its meaning.
苦难是可以解释的。
Affliction can be explained.
苦难的喜乐就是主耶稣本身。
And the joy of affliction is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣可以安慰我们。
Lord Jesus can comfort us.
他的灵可以安慰我们。
His spirit can comfort us.
所以有的人啊，遇到苦难哦，一直叫我们去安慰，要人安慰。
And so some people go through tribulations. They want other people to come and show compassion and comfort.
如果这个安慰哈不是从圣经来，你怎么安慰
？And if this comfort does not come from that of the scripture, how are you to comfort them?
啊，一个人死了。
Well, the person died.
你怎么安慰他？他的家族。
How are you going to comfort the rest of the family members?
看开一点，怎么叫做看开一点？什么叫看开一点？
You need to have an open mind. What does it mean to have an open mind?
你很安慰啊。
That's also comfort.
但你换那个圣经来看。
But then we open to the Bible.
他已经与神同在了。
He is now with the Lord Jesus.
你就得安慰了。
This is comfort.
圣灵一充满。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你心里很喜乐。
And you have this joy in your heart.
虽然痛苦还在。
And although the pain and the sorrow is still there,
你心里很喜乐。
But then there is this joy in your heart.
苦难就不可怕了。
And then the affliction no longer seems so fearful to you.
因为苦难含有神的安慰，在主耶稣里面的喜乐。
Because in the affliction there is the comfort and the joy of the Lord.
信仰是一种操练。
The faith itself is an affliction.
为着提高我们的素质。
In order to elevate us.
有时候受苦是必须的。
And so sometimes suffering is necessary.
唱诗。
Let's sing him. Sing him number 429.
I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful loading of this terrorous swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.Glory, glory, hallelujah, our God is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of the hundred circling camp, yea, have turned to him an altar in the evening dews and damp. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His name is marching on.Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet and shall ever sound retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat.Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory
seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，来结束我们早上的聚会。
To kneel down to pray to conclude our morning service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.